news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Dorian strengthened to a Category 3 storm overnight as it crept along the southeastern U.S. coast. It's pummeling South Carolina Thursday morning with winds well over 100 miles per hour and flooding the city of Charleston. Anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain is predicted to fall along South Carolina's coast. More than 73,000 people in South Carolina and Georgia are without power. Dorian could make landfall late Thursday night near Morehead City, North Carolina. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, the damage left behind by Dorian is being described as apocalyptic. On the northern islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama, entire neighborhoods have been wiped out, and the international airport was completely obliterated, making it that much harder to get relief and aid to those who need it. Dorian was the strongest hurricane on record to ever make landfall in the country. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said it caused generational devastation. The death toll now stands at 20, but it will rise as searchers comb the islands to assess the damage. Adding insult to apocalyptic injury, Donald Trump. This time, the orange menace spread false information during an emergency situation three times in one day. Then he insisted that he was right after he was corrected, and he's still swearing he was right and suggesting that news outlets should apologize to him. Here's what happened. During a briefing in the Oval Office on Wednesday, Trump held up an altered forecast map from last Thursday with parts of Alabama amateurishly circled in Sharpie. His display of the map was clearly meant to back up his bogus assertions about Alabama being in the path of the storm.
In the Oval Office today, President Trump showed off this old map of Dorian's forecast path, insisting he was right when he warned Alabama was in the danger zone.
But that was the original chart, and you see it was going to hit not only Florida, but Georgia. It could have was going toward the Gulf.
But tonight, that map is raising new questions. The black line projecting that Dorian would move from Florida into Alabama appears to be drawn on by a marker. Here's the original, issued Thursday by the National Hurricane Center. Alabama in the clear. The president has been on the defensive since he sounded the alarm for Alabama on Sunday.
Alabama could even be in for at least some very strong winds, and something more than that it could be.
The National Weather Service even forced to correct him on Twitter, saying Alabama will not see any impacts from Dorian. But today, the president still insisted.
I know that Alabama was in the original forecast.
It is a federal crime to knowingly issue or publish a false weather forecast. FEMA and NOAA today referring all questions about that seemingly doctored map back to the White House, where President Trump said he didn't know anything about it.
And that map that you showed us today looked like it almost had like a Sharpie.
I don't know.
Overseas, it was a double whammy of losses for the UK's new Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and now his plan to pull Britain out of the EU is a mess. First, lawmakers, some from his own party, voted to stop Johnson from taking the UK out of the European Union without a negotiated deal. That's the dreaded no-deal Brexit that most everyone agrees would be disastrous for the British economy. Then Parliament shot down Johnson's demand for an early election. He had hoped a new vote would break the Brexit deadlock by returning him to power with a bigger majority. Delusional much? So what does he do now? It's not clear, but Johnson appears determined to keep the no-deal Brexit option alive. Stay tuned. CNN on Wednesday night hosted a marathon of climate crisis town halls. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls, over the course of 7 very long hours, laid out their plans to save the planet. Of course, Donald Trump and others in the Republican Party mocked the candidates on Twitter, figures. Joe Biden was challenged on the fact that although he signed on to the No Fossil Fuel Money Pledge, he's hosting a big money fundraiser Thursday with a big fossil fuel company executive. Uh-oh.
Now, I know that you signed the No Fossil Fuel Money Pledge, but I have to ask, how can we trust you to hold these corporations and executives accountable for their crimes against humanity when we know that tomorrow you are holding a high-dollar fundraiser hosted by Andrew Goldman, a fossil fuel executive?
He's not a fossil fuel executive, I'm telling you. He was not a fossil fuel objector. And the fact of the matter is that what we talk about is, what are we going to do about those corporations? What have we done?
Other question, though, about this fundraiser, there is a fundraiser tomorrow night. It's given by a guy named Andrew Goldman. He does hedge funds and stuff, but he also has a company called Western LNG. And their biggest project, which I think was announced in like 2018, is a floating liquefied facility for natural gas. It's off the coast of British Columbia, and it's going to provide Canadian gas to parts of Northern Asia. So what Andrew is saying is, if you're going to a fundraiser that's given in part by this guy who has a company that is pulling up natural gas, are you the right guy to go after these
people? Well, I didn't realize he does that. I was told, if you look at the SEC filings, he's not listed as one of those executives. That's what we look at, the SEC filings. Who are those executives? I've kept that pledge, period.
So is that, are you going to look at that fundraiser tomorrow night?
I'm going to look at what you just told me and find out if that's accurate. Yes.
Okay. I think it's pretty accurate.
And finally, meet the man who walked into a Costco in Florida and plunked down more than $49,000 to buy 100 generators that'll be sent to the Bahamas. Yeah, finally, a Florida man story that won't make you cringe. A man who wants to remain anonymous, a farmer from Jacksonville, spent $49,286 on 100 generators, plus some peas, beans, coffee, and other essentials at a Costco. He said all of it's going to those in need on the islands of Grand Bahama and Abaco. The supplies will be taken over by private boat. Hundreds of local captains with boats are on standby to bring generators, chainsaws, and other essential supplies over to the devastated island. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Click on the donate button, and thank you.